Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with Medical Frontiers, here with Rob Pratt. How are you doing, Rob?
I am spectacular. Looking forward to tonight's program.
Yeah, we were talking about your stiff neck during the tease, and
yes.
you can't turn it very well, can
no,
you?
I
you
cannot.
Know, it looks painful.
But
it looks painful.
This is when you have to climb up off the canvas and get it done.
Well, you know, 10 days from today, the days will start getting a little longer.
And my neck will finally start feeling better. I get it.
Okay, tonight we're going to be talking about cancer, radiation oncology, and medical oncology, chemotherapy. And we're very fortunate to have two guests who have been on Medical Frontiers before. But they haven't been in the studio for a while because of that thing called the pandemic. But here they are, all both smiling faces. Dr. Bettler has been on Medical Frontiers many, many times, and he's a radiation oncologist. And I have a lot of respect for him as a radiation oncologist. He actually takes wonderful care of his patients, but he also has another passion that is related to his patients, or possible patients or what have you, and that is he has a passion for setting up screening clinics for cancer all over the area through AHN. And I certainly applaud him for that. He doesn't have to do that. I don't think he was assigned to do that. I think it's just something that he wanted to do because if we have preached here on Medical Frontiers, if you are screened for cancer and they find something that might be cancer, the earlier you find that, the better it is as far as the outcome is concerned, whether that is surgical, radiation oncology, treatments, or medical chemotherapy. And so, Jim, I really applaud you for that, and welcome back to Medical Frontiers.
Oh, thank you for having us on, and you know, your comments are making me blush a little bit, but I got to tell you, I'm blessed. I work with other physicians like Dr. Bookbarker.
Right.
You know, it's all of us that come together for the best interest of the patient.
But you'd have to agree with me, Diane. If he hadn't pushed, it probably wouldn't happen, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay.
Pushed or dragged us along.
Sure. I don't know whether he asked or said, you will. Okay.
I begged. I often beg at home and here.
No, usually he just says, this is what we're doing.
And our medical oncologist is none other than Dr. Diane Bookbarker, and she's been on Medical Frontiers before. And welcome back also, Dr. Bookwalter.
Thanks for having us.
It's such an important subject, and we've been talking a lot about cancer for the last number of weeks with on Medical Frontiers. And Dr. Bettler, why don't you tell us about the screening and how often that occurs and how easy it is for people to access a screening facility?
Yeah, so there are recommendations for cancer screening. The U.S. Prevention Task Force, National Comprehensive Cancer Network, and American Cancer Society are great resources for cancer screenings. And, you know, back in 2014, we started a cancer screening program at Jefferson Hospital in the South Hills in December, and it was very successful. We found about 25% abnormality rate. So the following year, we increased the number, and we were going full steam until, you know, the big C word, COVID, hit. And we took a year off because everybody was trying to figure out how to go and do screenings in a safe environment. And, you know, we do that now in a safe environment with masks and proper cleaning. But this year, we've actually increased our cancer screening program to a monthly, and this is all free. Everybody needs to know that, all the listeners. Once a month on a Saturday, all my colleagues in medical oncology, surgical oncology, radiation oncology, and nurses, volunteers, medical students, lots of people come together, and we offer these free screenings. And it's a one-stop shop for all the cancer screenings you can do. So for men, we do low-dose CT scans if you have a smoking history for lung cancer. We do FIT tests for colorectal cancer. We do PSAs and prostate digital rectal exams. We do dermatology head-to-toe exams, head and neck exams. And then we do, for women, we do dermatology. We do FIT tests for colorectal cancer. We do mammograms. We do breast exams, pap and pelvic exams, low-dose CT scans. So it's really a comprehensive program, and people come in and they get all their cancer screenings done at one setting. And, you know, primary care doctors are just so busy, as Rob, you were talking about earlier, and there's even more of a shortage coming down the pike by 2030. They're expecting a larger shortage. So this is our way to partner with our primary care colleagues and help, you know, throw in, roll up our sleeves and throw in and help out with the work of doing these screenings.
Yeah.
They projected a 2-3% increase in death rate because of COVID over the next 3 years because of people not doing cancer screenings.
Yeah. And Dr. Bookbarker, I was going to ask you specifically about that. It's what I consider collateral damage of the pandemic. Women were not getting their mammograms. People were not getting their colonoscopies. They weren't going to the dermatologist for cancer screenings of you know, melanoma and so on. Just speak a little bit about that. And I don't know whether we'll ever catch up, because some of those people are just turned off and they don't want to make an appointment, you know, to be screened.
Yeah, obviously COVID impacted healthcare in more ways than we even are aware of at this time. But in cancer screening and surveillance for all kinds of medical conditions, cardiac, et cetera, we got hit hard, and we're hoping that we're coming back and that patients are starting to come back and get screened and catch up with their primary care doctors. They're the entrance point for all of us, of course. So we're hopeful. Get out there, get your screening,
right.
Go to your doctor.
So our message is that if you were due for a mammogram, if you were due for your colonoscopy, or whatever, you know, over the 2 years of that pandemic, and you put it off, please schedule it now so that you can.
I think one of the biggest problems that we see is that patients not just got behind in their screenings, but got behind in their healthcare. A lot of patients lost their insurance.
Yeah.
And this is a way for them to get free screening. So
right.
You don't have to miss healthcare for yourself. It's out there, it's available, and we have free screening for you.
Right.
And if patients can't come, let's say you live in Grove City, but you couldn't come to our Grove City screening, if you just call the main number, we can let you know where the next screening is, and
yeah.
Hopefully you can come there. So
okay. Do you want to add anything to that, Jim?
No, she did a great job there.
Yeah. So it is so important. And how about the hit rate? Is that going up or down or staying about the same percentage wise?
Well, this year I actually have some statistics here I can pull up.
He has his laptop right here, so he can pull that information up.
Never leave home without it.
Yeah.
So this year we've done 1,628 screenings, and we've had 381 abnormalities, which turns out to be, let's see here, it's a 23% abnormality rate.
23 all of those
of the 1,628 screenings.
Yeah. That's pretty high.
Yeah,
that's pretty high.
We've diagnosed breast cancers.
Yeah, but a lot of patients come when they think they have something wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so it's sort of a select group.
Right. It's not exactly the true meaning of screening when you screen everyone. These patients are a little bit pre-selected.
But. Yeah, they may have something on their skin that looks a little funny or something like that, you know. Okay,
right.
We need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about cancer. We have a radiation oncologist and a hematologist, oncologist with us. So give us a call at 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our guest this evening about cancer. We'll be back. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers. We're talking about cancer this evening, radiation and chemotherapy. And you can talk to our experts this evening by calling 866-391-1020. We'd love to hear your story. If you have been treated for cancer and you needed surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation, or none of the above, or all of the above, we'd love to hear your story, okay? And Dr. Buchbarger, we talked about surgical treatment, chemotherapy, medical treatment, and radiation treatment. And let's say in one of these screenings, a patient is screened for breast cancer by a mammogram, and there's a suspicious area and so on. Just talk us through how the team then gets together and decides what to do diagnostically, further diagnosis or whatever, and treatment. How does that work?
So most patients' entry point is the nurse navigator. So there will be a nurse for each organ system. For example, there's breast navigators, colon navigators, and they get the patients and they get the appointments for them and keep contact with them the whole way through. So they would start them off by scheduling them for a biopsy and then sending them to the surgeon and the medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, whoever they need to see. And they get the feedback and keep them moving through.
Okay. And sometimes all three of those specialties are needed and sometimes only one or two or none.
Right. So we have multidisciplinary tumor boards where all of the disciplines, now everything's on Zoom, as you know. COVID at least gave us that and has turned out to work pretty well, where patients, all of the new patients for the week are presented, but meaning that a doctor, whoever's the moderator that day, will look at, have the radiologist look at their scans, and then the pathologist will review their biopsy results, and then everyone will chime in. The surgeon, the radiation docs, the social workers, everyone will give their opinion on what they think needs to happen for that patient.
Okay. And Dr. Bettler, radiation. I believe AGH was the first hospital that had external radiation therapy with a cobalt machine. Did you know that?
Europe, but we were up.
Well, there. No, I'm talking about Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, Pittsburgh area. We our claim to fame is we were one of the
as
first to do
fact,
intensive modulated radiation therapy.
When I was in high school at Indiana, PA, belonged to a science club, and we came to Allegheny General and toured the facility and saw the cobalt machine, you know. And so AGH agent, been around a long time and has been involved with radiation oncology for a long time. But today, it is really amazing the number of treatments that are necessary because of targeted therapy, you know, and patient selective for that particular patient, you know, the therapy, whether it be chemotherapy or radiation therapy, it's a lot different than it was several decades ago.
Oh, without a doubt. The biggest revolution in radiation is targeted therapy, as you're saying, and being able to give higher doses of radiation to smaller areas. For instance, lung cancer, if a person's not a operable patient to go to surgery, we can do 4 or 5 fractions to that tumor in the lung and have a success rate of over 90% of cure. Women who have breast cancer, you know, we used to historically do 30-plus fractions treatments of radiation. We're down to most of them are getting 5 fractions.
It's amazing.
And we actually even have studies open right now where we're using genomic tests like an Oncotype DX to see if they're eligible to go onto a trial where they randomize to either standard care 5 fractions or no radiation at all using that. It's the same test that they use to tease out the women who don't need to get chemotherapy nowadays.
Yeah, really amazing. And as far as chemotherapy is concerned, Dr. Parker, back when I was in medical school, which was a long, long time ago, I think methotrexate was the only thing we had. And now there's just hundreds and hundreds of different chemotherapy agents.
Yeah, it's fun. It's actually fun. People say, you know, you work in cancer, isn't that depressing? But it's so exciting. It's all age groups, all organ systems, and there's so many treatment options. So it's an exciting field, and it's changing so quickly that it's fun to keep up with it. You know, patients say, is this chemotherapy? And I always have to stop and think, because to an oncologist, you know, chemotherapy, chemo meaning chemicals therapy. Yeah. So all of these things are chemical therapy, but we really reserve the word chemotherapy to mean drugs that go into your system, circulate throughout your body, and kill all cells, healthy cells as well as cancer cells, but preferentially cancer cells. So that's what we think of as chemotherapy. And then we make a distinction between targeted therapy, so the newer drugs that only target certain kinds of cancer cells and kill them and leave healthy tissue alone, or the newer immune therapy, which revs up your own immune system to fight cancer off itself, which is what everybody wants now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's so important, because the immune system, if it is doing its job, and I think in probably all of us, we may have had cancer cells at one time or not, and our immune system took care of them, you know, but it doesn't always do that, you know. And I read an article a number of years ago about the elephant, and maybe I've talked to you about the elephant, but I'm fascinated by elephants. They're just an amazing, amazing animal. But one thing about the elephant is that they very seldom get sick. They almost never get cancer. And when the veterinarian medicine people have looked at their immune system, it's a lot more sophisticated than ours. So in their immune system, in their DNA, you know, when you look at the various markers and so on, very, very similar to humans, okay? And so if we could learn something from that, how we could tweak our immune system to be better to prevent the possibility of cancer, so that if a cell does get in there and it's a malignant cell, our immune system takes care of it, you know. So, I don't know. We can learn a lot from scientists from all walks of life. We do need to take another break. This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about cancer tonight with a medical oncologist and a radiation oncologist. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. And I'd love to hear your story. If you've had any of the modalities, surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation therapy for your cancer, tell us your story. We'll be back after the break. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers for our next segment. We're talking about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Cancer this evening, radiation and chemotherapy. And our guests, we have an oncologist, a medical oncologist, and a radiation oncologist. And let's go right to our phone lines. Bernie in Mount Lebanon has a question. Bernie, you're on the air.
Good evening, physicians. I have a question regarding an overview of cancer treatment. Recently, I have a female relative who was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, and she never smoked, and she's in her late 40s, and she's receiving chemotherapy. She's had a couple courses at a community hospital that's affiliated with Hillman Cancer Center. And my question is, what procedures or protocols are in place to ensure that the patients that are receiving therapy at community hospitals that are affiliated with Hillman are receiving the same level of care that they would receive at Hillman or Shadyside or Presby or somewhere over in Oakland?
Okay.
And because I think statistically, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's been proven that outcomes are better a lot of the times in teaching hospitals compared to community hospitals.
We were just talking about that during the break, Dr. Bookmarker, let's talk about that. AHN has a lot of outpatient facilities, cancer facilities, and so on. And And it's very convenient because people don't have to come into the city. They can get treatment outside the city and don't have to drive it. Talk to us about that.
Right. So the I think in the olden days, maybe even 10 years ago, that was probably true. And maybe for some of the very rare cancers, we encourage people to go into the city. But for your traditional types of cancer, the standard of care is the standard of care, meaning whether you're in the center of the city or in a small town. And how the healthcare systems, both Allegheny Health Network and I'm sure UPMC, do the same type of thing, and that is every patient is talked about by either a Zoom call or whatever, so that you kind of get lots of different opinions at one time without having to go to the places. So all of the doctors discuss the cases and give their recommendations as a quality control mechanism. And I think that helps to ensure quality. And now the equipment in all of those places is standard. And if you are either at UPMC, so their equipment is checked and they are very cautious about what they put out in the community so that it's just as good as what's in the center of the city, and the same at Allegheny Health Network. So,
okay, Dr. Bittler, how about from a radiation oncologist standpoint? Somebody gets their radiation at AGH or maybe Wexford or Grove City or what have you.
So 95% of the cancers can be treated in a community setting.
Okay.
People do not need to travel into the city, into Oakland or into the north side. When Highmark purchased West Penn Allegheny Health System, one of their main goals was to make sure that the specialists, Dr. Bookbarker, myself, were going to the community to where the patients live and taking care of them in their environment. So there are some things like bone marrow transplants. You know, we do those at West Penn Hospital. High dose rate brachytherapy for gynecologic cancers, we do that at West Penn Hospital. But the majority of cancers can be taken care of in the community setting, and we all follow evidence-based medicine. We're all board certified in our respectful disciplines. And we, as Dr. Bookbarker said, we have multidisciplinary tumor boards. So there's network ones and there's local ones. So the day-to-day, I'm going to say bread and butter, common things that we see, they could be handled in the community hospitals. If there's something more challenging, we can escalate it up to the network level at the Academic Center, AGH, or West Penn. Or if we need to, or we have our still have our affiliation with Johns Hopkins, and we can collaborate with them as well. They have a proton unit, which is a different type of radiation than there is available in Pittsburgh.
Okay, Bernie, does that help your with your concern?
Yes, it does, but I just have a little follow-up question. Would patients in community hospitals have the same opportunity for clinical trials or investigational drugs as those in teaching hospitals?
Dr. Bettler.
Yes, yes, yes. As I was just speaking before, if you're listening, Bernie, about women with breast cancer, you know, we have a protocol open at Jefferson where they may not even need radiation on this clinical trial. We try to make sure that we're bringing all the resources, clinical trials, to the community also, at least in our network. I can't speak for the UPMC network.
Yes, but one of the pointed questions you could always ask at the appointment is, are there any clinical trials in the network that I might be eligible for, and are those offered here? Because if they're not, I'm sure they would transfer her to where she needs to be if that's something she's interested in.
And there's also a great website, clinicaltrials.gov. If there's not a clinical trial in the region, there may be something a state over or somewhere else in the nation that might be able to be opened locally, or a person may be able to travel to that facility for a clinical trial.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Bernie?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the call.
Hope she does well.
I think that was a very pointed question, that and our patients can feel comfortable in getting their treatments at these outlying facilities because the expertise is there, you know. And I know there's a lot of technological improvements in the machines that deliver radiation therapy. I mean, what we use today, it maybe even 5 years ago, those would be antiques, right?
One of my partners always says, if we treated patients 5 years ago today, like we did 5 years ago, we'd be arrested for assault and battery.
There you go. Yeah.
But just to follow up with what Bernie was saying, you know, like myself, I do a lot of prostate cancer. I do prostate seed implants. I do them at Jefferson Hospital. I do them at Cannonsburg Hospital. I go to the Wexford Health and Wellness Pavilion. I actually even travel up to Erie to St. Vincent's and do them up there. So the experts are actually going to the communities like myself, rather than patients making them drive. And I'm the only guy in Erie that does prostate seed implants between UPMC or AHN.
So one person has to travel, and that's you.
That's me.
You know, if you take care of 100 patients, there's 100 patients that didn't have to travel.
Yeah. Yes. But I'm also not a martyr. My middle child goes to college again, and so I get to see her once a week.
Okay. We need to take another break. This is Medical Frontiers. And we're talking about cancer this evening with Dr. Bettler and also Dr. Book Barker. Give us a call at 866-391-1020. We'll be back after the break. Okay, Medical Frontiers, we're back for our last segment, so this is a great time to get in the queue. We do have a phone caller, and we're going to take her in just a moment, but 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our experts this evening. Let's go to Marg in Homer City, near my hometown of Indiana, PA. Marg, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I was diagnosed with colon cancer in 1999. I had surgery and radiation, and I was scheduled for chemotherapy. I could not get the chemotherapy I wanted in Indiana. I was getting the radiation on my lunch hour, and the radiation I wanted in Indiana, I could have gotten after work, so I wouldn't have to miss any work. But the person running the cancer center at that time refused to give me the treatment that I wanted. So I went without. I had the surgery, and I had the radiation. I completed it. And it's been, 23 years, and it hasn't come back. When I was talking to my doctors, they said, if anything, they would have suggested that I forego the radiation and have the chemo. But I just wanted to let you know that I came through really good without the chemo.
Well, okay. How about that, medical oncologist? Very, very fortunate.
Right. Well, good for you. I mean, the end of the story is a good one, right? Cancer treatments have progressed a lot in the last 20 years. So who knows, if you had the same disease now, would we have treated you differently? Because there's a lot of factors, there are a lot of molecular tests and changes that we've made to cancer care. So we learn more as we go, and hopefully we're able to cure more patients. But you're one of the cure, so congratulations.
Yeah, and I don't know, Dr. Bettler, if you can speak specifically about Indiana, PA, but I would be willing to bet that wouldn't happen today. That
No, I wouldn't believe that. I believe UPMC actually is at Indiana Hospital, just as we're at Armstrong Hospital in Katanning, as we were talking about earlier.
Right.
But in the past, some rectal cancers were treated with this radiation and then directly to surgery, you know, 5 fractions of radiation, and then surgery. And the chemotherapy makes our radiation, it makes the cancer cells more sensitive to our radiation. And then some of the other agents now also help out for anything that got out and may be more systemic head to toe. And the radiation is a local control for in the pelvis where the rectum and the lymph nodes are.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. We're so happy that you are doing well. Okay.
Yes, congratulations.
Okay. 866-391-1020. You know, we talk about targeted therapy, and speaking like an orthopedist, you know, my son had thyroid cancer a number of years ago. And to me, the I-31 treatment is really very, very targeted therapy, is it not? Because wherever you have a thyroid cancer cell in your body, the I-31 will get it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's nuclear medicine, right?
Yes.
It's a type of radiation. Tell us a little bit about that, how that works.
It's usually given by nuclear medicine, not radiation oncology in our region.
But I know that you had some courses in your radiology residency.
Yeah, radiation biology. Yeah, so iodine is taken up by thyroid cells, and the radioactivity of the iodine is able to kill locally, the same way that Rob and I were talking before about an acquaintance of his who's getting therapy for metastatic prostate cancer. There's a radionucleotide that you can inject, and it'll go specifically where these cancer cells are in the bone. But the drawback to that is that it can make the bone marrow go low, and you could get low white cells, red cells, or platelets and need supportive care with transfusions.
And you talked about prostate seeding, for prostate cancer. That's a targeted therapy where you're putting those radioactive seeds right into the prostate itself.
Correct. Yeah. Right. Brachytherapy, brachy, Greek for short. So short therapy, they're put into the gland where the cancer is. And, you don't need your prostate gland. You can remove it surgically. So what we're doing is we're ablating that prostate by putting the radioactive seeds into the prostate itself rather than going through the body to get there with telemedicine or teleradiation.
Yeah. And that's what we're looking for today and also into the future. Dr. Buchbarger, you've seen a lot in your years of hematology and medical oncology. It's just amazing, and I can tell you both of you are very excited about what's going on today and what's going to be going on in the next few decades. But when you look out there, say the next 5 or 10 years, as far as medical oncology is concerned, What is your vision? What do you see out there?
So I think the direction that we're going is to try and get everyone cured with targeted therapy or immune therapy or vaccine therapy or whatever, and using less and less chemotherapy, which is the direction that the field is going. And nobody wants chemotherapy, so we couldn't be more excited.
Right. Right. And some people say, well, you're never going to find a cure for cancer because it's physician driven and they get paid for taking care of cancer. So they're not going to do anything to get rid of it, which is not true. You have 20 seconds. How about in radiation therapy in the next 5 years?
More targeted, bigger doses, smaller areas to treat. Targeted with prostate cancer, there's a radionucleotide, like I said, we inject and can go to the bone or elsewhere that cancer is.
Great.
Less side effects.
Thank you both so much. It's good seeing you face-to-face again. We'll be back in a week. This is Medical Frontier saying good night. Take good care of yourself. We'll be back in a week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.